welcome to No Salt, and this is so charming. Nice to see y'all again. Nice to see y'all. Happy New Year once again. Haven't really said it to you, son of a guns, but you know, wishes and blessings to all. Today, this is just my homie. This is Kareem, or Reem if you wanna prefer Reem, because that's him.
So my government really isn't an issue.
No, I didn't say your last name, my G. But anyway, it's cold as shit today. That's what I want to say. First and foremost.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A happy V-Day to all you lovebirds and you side bitches out here. So it's side niggas. Let me not forget you.
Situations.
Your situations.
Situationships. Sneaky links,
you know, etc. Where, bro, you ever leave your situations?
Forgettables.
I'll cry. Shut up.
Why do that?
But no, it's a cool Valentine's Day. I know that, motherfucker.
Cold,
it's frigid as shit outside. Like, this shit was 15 degrees. 15, I'm sorry, was it? 15 miles per hour, I'm lying. That's my phone. It was 15 miles per hour with the wind chills. It was cool this shit today. That's all I can say. You understand me? How it felt to you, sir?
Say it again.
How did it feel to you?
I was in the building all day. I was outside a couple of times. It was a little frigid. I had, like, walked home from work, so my hands was cold as shit. But
you walk home?
Yeah, because right. the Uber was on some weird shit. I said fuck it.
Oh shit!
But it was a little nippy though. It was a little nippy though. But I'm a January baby, so you know I like the cold.
I guess like you said, get a cup of tea.
I like tea.
Get some soup.
I like soup. So,
I need some fucking
Oh, yeah.
I had a chicken pot pie from Potbelly's
today.
Do they
have vegetables?
I said I gotta look and see, but I think they might have a vegetable soup. But all of that shit was ramen. Filled me up, though. I know that shit. It was just right, too. And I was cold. I said, yeah, let me go in and just get something quick and easy.
I had a vegan hoagie the other day from the vegan deli in Red and Terminal. Shout out to y'all. It was a turkey john. It was pretty good.
Vegan deli.
Mm-hmm. They got like a whole vegan deli. They make like scrambled egg and cheese and all that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't even eat eggs either, so.
It's not really an egg. It's like
I know, it's
protein.
Just
eggs. No, they make they shit. From like some other shit, like they don't
hard eggs.
No, they use like flaxseed and like water, and they like whip it into like a consistency, and they like scramble that shit up. They
really?
They want some fly shit in there.
Damn.
Because I was waiting for him to be like, oh yeah, it's a Beyond Meat this or a Beyond Meat that, but it's like seitan, and seitan is like flour and wheat and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they was using solely, basically. It was pretty impressive.
Hmm. So I heard like Beyond Meat is like Beyond Burgers. Let me correct myself. Beyond Burgers are not like what it should be.
So there's this battle between Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat, because it's Beyond Meat.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, they have Beyond Meat burgers and Beyond Meat patties and things of that nature. One of them are, which I believe it is Beyond Meat, I'm not sure, so don't quote me. But one of them are a little angly with the chemicals.
Okay.
To mimic the meat taste. It's like heavy in chemicals or something like that. But I believe the Impossible is better. Not 100% sure. So, don't quote me, but...
So, who got... Was it McDonald's who got vegan? That fake... Who
well, recently... Well, alright, so, it's crazy because Burger King did the Impossible Burger.
They invented that nasty shit.
KFC.
I think that's who it was.
They came out with fucking like wing bites or something like that.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Because my thing is like, well, where the fuck are y'all frying it at?
Like, the same grease. Fucking grease, exactly. Probably.
So I just didn't.
Well, either they probably put it in like a little oven, like a little toaster, like the little toaster oven joint, probably.
It's, you know what? It's not even a product. I don't trust the people. I don't trust the disgruntled teenager that's in there and he don't want to be there today. I don't really trust the old head that's in there and she don't want to be there. Or, you mean, they just... And then it's like the cross-contamination with the gloves and you know, I just...
Tongues, gloves.
Yeah, like, because... Don't, why the, like...
You said technically supposed to separate the...
Yeah, like, you need a whole different cooking area for that shit.
Order, once you see vegan on the menu, that should be the first one getting made, and then have separate everything.
It should have its own grill. Anything vegan to vegetarian. Not even, you can't, like, so you can't even say vegan and vegetarian because vegans don't eat what vegetarians eat.
Correct.
So, in the concept of, like, these restaurants that say they have these options... It's like, where are you preparing it at? What are you cooking it in? And who the fuck's touching it? Because in my opinion, you just have a motherfucker that fucks with that. They don't fuck with nothing else. They don't touch no meat. They don't touch no milk. They don't touch no dairy. They only do vegan shit. So they got their own section. This nigga by himself, he don't touch none of that shit because it's cross-contamination. He got his own grease. He got his own cutting boards and all that shit. Like, that's his shit. Y'all in there using the same utensils to prepare vegan shit or vegetarian shit, but you're sliding my shit off the salmon plate. Like, because you just made the salmon deluxe plate on this grill, and now you taking the tongs from, like, oh, like, man, now you in the crib sick.
And like, damn, why the fuck am I fucked up? All I ate was such
from this place.
This shit gets real.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I do want to say, due to the fact that these cool temperatures, and I know we're up and down, if y'all see somebody out here, you know, homeless, you know, less fortunate than us, you know, try to do what you can. You know, get them a cup of coffee, get them a cup of tea, if possible. If you got an old coat or an old blanket that's still a good tag, you can try to give it to them when you see it, or donate it at the Salvation Army, whatever the case may be. Y'all leftovers, y'all don't even gotta fully go in, because what I always do, I even want to quote you. When I got leftovers that I know that I'm personally not gonna eat, I literally just tie it up in the bag and leave it on top of the trash can instead of having a motherfucker, you know, hopefully that the motherfucker catch it before they try to dump out the trash and shit like that, and they don't have to dig in the trash just as well. I mean, they still humans at the end of the day, like,
that's,
I ain't. At the end of the day, so, if possible, you know, whatever you can, you know, if you got the means, you know, to help out another motherfucker, because we all know everybody's struggling, you understand me? Everybody's struggling, I ain't sitting here like, everybody got it.
Facts.
So, that's...
You got it, you ain't got it. Everybody a paycheck away from homelessness.
This
real shit.
This is real good. Anyway, real, I had to bring my mans out here for real, because I needed to talk about this. Anal sex, my G. Anal sex. Like, was that real shit? Like, it's just, I had an experience, of course, as I was, like, kind of telling you a little bit earlier, about what the fuck was going on. That made me want to even do this episode because, bro. I'm just trying to make my long story short. I recently just had an encounter. I said it was going to do that too.
It was. That's fine.
But I said I recently just had an encounter or whatever. And he had the sex. We fuck it. Such or such. Now, you know, with this. Now, I'm not really a huge fan of anal sex. I'm still kind of like trying to get used to the bullshit. So I didn't play with it a little bit, but nothing
like, for real, like, you know, done did anything for real, like, I want to say. I never had the full, I guess, experience, I want to call it.
I would classify it as an
experience. Because maybe a tip, a little, can you count that a little bit as a tip?
No, I mean, any anal play is considered an experience, I guess.
All right, but so listen, putting me saying it is because... So we're having sex, and you know, I don't mind a little thumb in the ass. You understand? This gentleman, I don't.
Cause you're not talking about.
No, I'm not talking about him. I want to make it clear, clarify it. So to clarify, it wasn't him, but the gentleman I was with, you know, don't mind a little thumb in the butt or whatever. So you started with the thumb. But then he, you know, decided to add the finger in it. After that, he took the thumb out, add the finger. And then he started, you know, just start shoving it the fuck in here. Just, like, jibbing it. Mind you, it's not wet, like I said. And it's, like, dry and shit. And he keep trying. I'm moving his hand, like, bro, just stop. Like, I'm moving his hand, like. And then he try to, go ahead. Then he try to stick the dick in it, of course. No warning for real. Now, mind you, I was drinking, too. I wasn't drunk enough to be all in the ass with it, basically. I guess I wasn't really down with it. And it's like, it didn't make me comfortable, I guess. Because he just kept trying it. And just like, bro, can you just stop? Because it's just like, it's not working for me. Because it's like, you're forcing this shit on me. It's not like you're trying to warm me to fuck up to it. You're not trying to make sure I'm completely relaxed and all this shit. Like, and then you doing it on a dry note. No spit, no nothing, like.
Well, I mean, spit isn't really.
It helps a little.
It's not adequate lube, though.
It's not, but it helps a little.
So a lot of people don't know that, you know, your butt or your ass or whatever, your anal cavity or whatever y'all want to call it, your sphincter, that's a word too, it doesn't lubricate itself.
Correct.
Like, your ass does not get wet. It's just not a thing. It just don't happen. Like, your ass don't produce wetness. In my opinion, your ass is like a lubricant repellent. It don't, because like, even when, but anyway, so you have to use lube. You have to use lube. Even if she's like a veteran ass fucker, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if she gets butt fucked on a regular, like she's into anal sex a lot, you still need lube.
I don't know what that motherfucker was used to, but I ain't used to that shit. Like I said, I done did some shit. Like I didn't use a toy, of course, an anal plug, of course, but it ain't nothing to the extent where it's...
Even that's lube.
A full... Yeah, because I have oil and lube for miles. It's a difference.
You have to, though.
I know that, personally.
I'm just saying, like, and I'm almost 40, so... I don't know, like, growing up, it was taboo. Like younger women in, like, the 90s, which sounds crazy, but they weren't into that. And a man trying to, like, casually have anal sex, he was considered to be, like, on some gay shit, allegedly. You know, nothing against gays or homosexuals or anything like that. Let's get that disclaimer out there. I'm like, you know, you do what you want.
For sure, right.
In a sense of, though, like, it wasn't really... You couldn't really explore that unless you found like a real, real freak general. She was on some freak shit. But like, yeah, you could spit, but spit dries up.
It does, but at least warm me the fuck up a little
you
bit
can't
more.
Warm the ass up though.
You can, but you can't. You can just give me a warning, like, let me know you ready to play with her, but you can't be forceful with her.
You can lube. You have to lube. You have to lube the ass. You have to. And then it's like, even on some shit, like, because everybody has the concept of, like, if you're gonna fuck a person in the ass, you're gonna get shit on your dick.
No.
That is a thing.
And then, that's a possibility of happening,
It's definitely a possibility.
But people do shit.
So...
If you're into
it's, it, for it's an enema, and that's what this is. So this is basically an enema. It's like a douche, but it's for your butt.
That's basically called it also a douche.
Do that?
Yeah.
I thought it, well, I said it in a conversation.
Somebody corrected you.
Yes.
Oh, well, like, it's still like, the same thing.
Like,
they
like, it was like offended. But this is the enema. So it's like a douche, but it goes in your butt. And usually when people are prepping for anal play, you would use this. Even if it's like, I don't know, because like, you gotta like prep for anal sex. Especially if you're not like a regular anal sexer. Like you have to like prep. You have to prep. And for a gentleman to be like, oh, like a thumb? Nah. Alright, yeah, a couple of fingers or whatever. I could dig it, that's possible, but a full on, hard on with a young lady that hasn't really practiced anal training or she hasn't prep the asshole, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be a hard time. It's going to be a lot of squirming and things of that nature, and that's not really a good experience for anybody.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
You wouldn't think. So, like, no. Right, when was, like, your first experience, if you can remember, with anal sex?
My first experience with anal sex? I don't know my actual first experience, but I recall the most defining one.
Okay.
It was I was living in Southwest, and I used to shoot pool at this bar in Queen of Sheba's or whatever. Not even supposed to be in a bar, but I used to shoot pool. I used to shoot pool at this bar in Queen of Sheba's in Southwest. So we in there shooting pool or whatever, and it's this old head that my old head is messing with my man Jig.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and Oway was like mad at him that night or something like that. And I'm a young bull, so she was like on some like rampagey shit. Long story short, I end up at her crib, and we fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like really going down. Like I'm fucking this Oway, I'm shocked. I'm here fucking this Oway, and she like yeah. So I'm smashing from the back or whatever, and she like takes my dick out, and she like yeah, put it in my ass. And I'm like, all right. Now, mind you, I'm like, I ain't never really been in here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard about it, but okay. Like, I'm not going to tell her no. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, she already got me. Like, she's already, like, putting me in there. Like, so I'm going in or whatever. And she's, like, ramming me. And like she's like shoving, she's like pulling like my whole waist. She's like shoving me inside her ass or whatever. And she had like a chunky butt or whatever. So
yeah.
It was, but she didn't have no waist. So it was just it was wild. Like I remember, like when I walked home or whatever, like I was like fucked up. Like I'm like, yo, what the fuck just happened? Like she's like, yeah, fuck me in my ass. Fuck me in my ass. And I'm like, okay. Like, if that's what you like. And but that was pretty much it. Like, that first experience, it wasn't, I'm telling you, it was taboo.
And how often did you do it after that? Like, was it something? Was it, like, something often? Like, after that? Like, or, like, with you? With other people?
No. No, like a girl giving up some anal sex. Like I heard, like the Jewish girls were supposed to allegedly do it. Like to this day, Jewish girls are supposed to like allegedly, because it's like disclaimers. I'm not trying to offend anybody, like at all. But it's like disclaimers. Like allegedly, they give up the ass a lot because they don't give up their coochie before marriage or whatever coochie. But anyway. No, like attempts, slight attempts, a tense. Because then it's like size. Like it depends on like how big you are, allegedly. Like, because some women is like, no, you too big. It's a mental thing. Like, you like anal sex is like a lot. It's complex. It's not really. It's not coochie.
It's but, not. And that's what.
It's not coochie.
You can't treat it like coochie. Niggas didn't. Oh god, I just can't. Have you had a bad experience? But I know I didn't have a bad experience. So it's just like.
Yeah, but I've had a bad experience. Like it was like ouch. Like it was
ouch to you or ouch to her?
Ouch to her, ouch to me. Like, cause like when you're fucking and you accidentally hit the ass.
Oh, ooh, I know. Yeah, I know that one. That one is like the motherfucking kick you in your face type time.
And then it's like after that, it's like, you know, oh well, alright, well. But I don't know, like I've had the take it out, you know what I'm saying? I've had, but these are all no lube situations.
Okay.
Like, and I'm not really a big avid lube user. Like, I don't. But like, as of late, that's lube somewhere. As of late, that's pretty much the law. like even if she says, oh, I get wet as shit, or like, if, you know, women be confident, oh, I get wet, like, all right, that's okay, but it don't get wet inside of there. Like, it's just, it's like anal sex is like weird in a sense, because it's like when you're in there, it's like, if you imagine those cartoons when it's like dark and all you see is the eyes, I swear for goodness, this is what the penis has to feel like.
Oh my god, I cannot with you. And it just sees that one little turd just sitting there in the back somewhere. That's what you're trying to say.
Not if you prep. Not if you prep. Because you don't want to get messy.
I know.
Because it's like when you get messy, it's a bad experience for everybody. Mm. And then, you know,
Pretty sure it would be. People are
upset. Right. It's like, oh. But it's like, it's natural in a sense. Like, you know, technically you're not supposed to be in there, but you can have a butt nut. It's a man's G-spot, and then it's like, it's a woman's. They can orgasm from anal sex. So they have vaginal orgasms, clitoral orgasms, anal orgasms, and then, like, regular coming. So, yeah. that's really depressing. it's very unfair. And, like, all I want is a little coochie. Like, goddamn.
You thought that was really unfair.
Because how the fuck do y'all have 17 different ways to come?
It's just the way God made us.
And y'all give life. Like, it's a lot. It's really unfair. it's unfair. And then the only way a guy can get it is like really, really like the most, and in a sense, intrusive way possible. It's no other way. Like, you can't press on my abdomen anywhere. Like you have to go in my, like, no.
It's between your dick, your balls, and your gooch, or your ass.
That's unfair.
I mean, the gooch is nice for someone.
I don't mind the gooch. I'm not opposed to the gooch. I'm not opposed to like slightly, like a light ass looking.
I'm not even gonna sugarcoat with y'all. Like, I'm a perv. I'm a perv when it comes down to like the ass, I guess you wanna say. If I know he likes it and enjoys it, you know, that's the gooch. Yes. Call it what you want. That's. Some people don't like it. What a motherfucker. You'd be surprised. That's all I'm gonna say. You know? And don't knock it till you try it. At least one good fucking time. Or twice. Because the first time it might feel weird, you know. Then try again. Might be a little different. Maybe a little different after that. Might get hooked. Promise you. But, you know, it's easy to get down there.
I don't know. In the concept of like anal sex and things of that nature, like I don't know, I'm into like BDSM and the lifestyle per se.
Right.
So there's things as far as like ass worship and like face smother rings and things of that nature. So it's like, I don't know, like, what is it? PSI, public service announcement, PSA. Men. I keep hearing these stories that like y'all just is not like washing, right? And I don't know why. Like you have to wash your ass, like up under your nuts and things of that nature. Like you don't just wash like your butt cheeks. You gotta wash in between your cheeks, bro.
You gotta wash it in between your cheeks.
I keep hearing these stories about women and having bad experiences about like men and they nuts stinking and stuff like that.
I mean, nuts can get sweaty, but I don't play that shit. You gotta be clean before I come to you. When I get to you, you can hop in the motherfucking shower. I don't know. Make sure you hop in the shower before you get to me. Like, and you can wipe down real quick again, you know?
So, when it comes to like after that, there wasn't really no anal sex that was like pleasurable in a sense. Like I wasn't really, like wasn't no young lady really letting me fuck them in the ass. I wasn't really pressed about it though, because at my age and where I was coming up or how I was coming up or whatever, it was taboo to even like really press the issue.
Right.
And I'm saying like I would kindly joke about it, like, but being a certain size or whatever, women be like no. So I definitely don't. I get told no all the time because okay. I have a large penis. So
okay.
No.
That's fair. That's
but
fair.
But it's you know, you push out babies. Like this is fine. Just relax. Like you have to relax, breathe, and put this lube on it. So once we get this lube in and out, it's we in there. And just breathe. Put this Hitachi on your clit. Right.
Out of pocket.
But like even on that concept of fingers, like you don't have to. What's crazy is about anal, and a lot of people might not know or whatever, is like all of the nerve endings are really like in the rim of the asshole. Like you can go in deep, that feels great to her, but like it's the outside of the asshole. Well, the outside and the inside, like right when you get in, all of that rim, like that little cup or whatever that is. Like if you thumb all of that,
yeah,
like to the top upper left and to the bottom, or if you know, it's just you don't. It's just
Esper, yes.
It's because I'm into trying. I anal train women. In a sense, so I definitely had like a plethora of toys.
Okay.
That help with anal training and anal gaping, in a sense, because I'm into anal gaping, which is like the most fascinating shit ever. Like I don't know how this happens, but it's weird. You love it. I do, and I don't. It's definitely an infatuation, and I don't know where the fuck this shit came from, but. I like it. Like asshole winking drives me crazy. It's like a thing. Like a girl can make her asshole wink. Yeah. Shows pelvic control, you know, Kegels and things of that nature. It's deeper than just being, you know, pretty and cute.
Right. For sure.
And then it's like. Once you know a girl is like at home fucking her own butt, it's like that's just fucking fascinating. Like, so you just being there fucking yourself in the ass, just going in. I need to get in there. I need to get in there.
Right.
But with lube. Or whatever. You don't have to go all deep, all crazy. It's more so like just the
they say you only need 3 inches for to please a woman. Like, to have a big penis is cool, but you only need 3 inches. Because when you think about it, it's right inside. It's the little, that button, it's inside, and it's only 3 inches in. Like, it's not really, with a big penis, you're sliding all the way back here, but she wants to be hit up under her shit. Like, it's difficult. And then it's like when you're doing anal, if you have something in her ass and you're in her coochie, you have to understand they're connected. So you can't really like stuff something in her ass and your penis and her pussy at the same time. It kind of like fucks friction up. So it's like one or the other at one at a time. And even like sometimes, it's just, it's a lot.
It is a lie, because I don't even...
I don't know. Like, so...
You came to me to, you know, educate me a little bit more, you know, because I don't really, you know, you said lose life, water-based lubricant.
Yes, definitely get a water-based lubricant for your toys and for sex. Like, it's compatible with condoms and your toys. Like, niggas don't like playing with toys now. They will people apologize. Some do, some don't.
Motherfuckers love to see a motherfucker play with a toy. Or play with him. It's crazy.
Some guys are insecure. Talking about, oh, you don't need that toy and all of that.
The toy might feel good to you too, motherfucker.
That is a possibility. Something like,
it's like the vibration is a...
That's true. So I hear.
You know, if you need to get shit for our body, if you need to get some a little bit, you know, the vibration, you know. So we back to using my life again.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Even though I
got
to open this
thing. You do. I got it. That's cool. Okay. It's open. I got it. Just breathe. Consent. If you definitely want to start sticking things in her ass, you gotta ask her first. Ask to get the ass. And if she has a butt nut, it's amazing. For you and her. Because women can have anal orgasms.
Thank you.
And it's a lot of work. Like, you can't, it's not really a forceful thing to get a woman to have an anal orgasm. You gotta, like, take your time.
Trying to, excuse me, y'all.
It's an endless hole, so I understand. Right.
But these motherfuckers be just trying to stuff it in there, like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, what are you doing? This not a vagina. I just don't like that shit.
I mean, you can't, being butt fucked shouldn't be like a forceful thing. I would hope not.
Not, but I just be trying. Just turn you off completely like that shit just dead now, and I don't even want to fuck you at all. Like, I just don't want to fuck you at all no more. Like, I'm cool. I'm goofy, babe. I don't want you in my vagina. I don't want you near me.
I don't know, so it's like,
you know, that's just,
what's that? This right here is anal plug. It's to a set for anal training. Glass is good toys. And
good toy? Mm-hmm. To start with?
Well, they're not this particular size. This is the last size of the set. It's a 3-piece set.
Okay.
Because this is pretty good.
Yes, it is. Okay.
I think
this is one of his eyes. I have a bag of goodies.
A Bernie bag. What you got in a Bernie bag?
It's a training kit. I don't necessarily say it would be good to start with, but because it doesn't give, being so when I say give, it doesn't like bend or anything like that. So it wouldn't, I would say it would be slightly intermediate if you were to start. So I suggest that it would be like the silicone. Silicone butt plugs. I think it's really so about the notches though.
Couple different sizes too.
Yeah, and it comes with a vibrator.
Oh, and a vibrator.
That goes inside of it to make it hard. Because right now it's kind of like, it wouldn't really.
Soft, like.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it in.
Wise like this, sure, probably. But then again, who's it? It's just, oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
This
one. This? This one. I
need to request it again. I'm slow.
That's an anal trainer set as well.
You got a lot of sets. Mommy and my vibrator. Okay. I don't got this one. Or this one. Stop playing with it. But, you go ahead. Hey, y'all can see. So, I hold it up with the vibrator.
And I guess with training and practice, because you know, practice makes perfect.
It does.
And,
does.
You know, ample lube, because you need lube. This is probably a good training one to start with. I feel like you had to already be into the mix because it's really soft. Like, to get softer than an untrained ass is harder than getting harder things in there. If that makes sense.
But it's soft though, right? Okay, mommy, you want to do that? Because it's purple. I got a purple one. And it's like a little soft like this. It's cute too. This is like a starter. It's really soft. I feel like it'd be something. It's
easy to start with. Just hang it up, y'all. You know, when you're done with it, you know, clean it off. Make sure you clean it off, though. With the proper, you know,
toy cleaner.
You know, proper utensils and stuff, or
toy cleaner. Definitely make sure you get a toy cleaner.
You know, protect all your stuff, you know.
You can get a toy cleaner at your local Spencer's. Order it on Amazon. Everything else. Everybody orders everything on Amazon.
For sure. Now, what is that? The toy cleaner. Out here,
y'all
told you. It's a Bernie
bag
out here.
So this is another anal training set. Called jellies. So this is the beginner size. And the bones.
Like a little one.
Oh, yeah, the bones or whatever.
Double dig it. Now my curves, because what I'm thinking about, what it is. But that's not bad. That's actually a nice color, though, to be honest with you. It's actually nice colors. Yeah. Yeah, that's something I'll really fucking with, man. Because it's the smallest. Playing for the ass wise, like anyway.
Well, as far as training,
for like, yeah.
You know, you would start with this one, preferably. Like, I would hope she would start with that one. Because, like, you're training, so. And you would just kind of, like, you know, you would lube, relax, insert, and leave for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Do some kegels with it, you know, put your pussy so your asshole contract and grab it, try to push it out and grab it. It's a lot of clitoral, and no, not even clitoral, like a lot of core movements in a sense.
Okay.
I want to say. It's not child's play. It's not like, oh yeah, I want you to fuck me in my butt. And it's like, I mean, alright, but. You know what you're getting into? Like, because it's a lot going on in there.
Right.
As far as, like, nerve endings and stimulation.
Okay.
And then it's like, hopefully, like, the goal is that, you know, she lets you.
Now, I know what that is already, so.
Yeah, this is an anal hook.
Yeah. And you know what's so crazy? I actually seen somebody else post that before. I'm like, yo, that's so weird because Ring was like really probably the first person I ever seen with that though. Doing some real shit.
It was crazy.
But you also probably follow like a lot of different shit. So.
I used to. But my fucking Instagram and Facebook is like going, so.
Oh, how the fuck that happened?
It got hacked.
Wait, why you wouldn't say that? Because I just sent you something that I seen. That's so fucking crazy. I swear to God.
Respond?
No. Because I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't think, like, you know. So. I didn't know, and I didn't pay no mind. I swear to God, I didn't pay no mind. And I kind of, like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought, y'all. But anyway. Anal hook.
It's an anal hook.
So that's for like the pros, right? What you say?
For a hook on the end. I mean, no. It's a smooth, and like she don't have to, you know what I mean, put it all in there.
It's like a nice hook.
That's all about that.
Hello.
And my mouth is dry as shit.
Morning,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then you would, might, depending on what she's wearing or what's going on, you could tie this to her or to something else. No, not really. I haven't.
I like the blue. That's cute.
that's my favorite color. And she's wow. And it's like, that's what I'm saying with the crazy thing about anal toys is like they, you can, well, a woman can use them for both holes. Like a woman can buy male fucking toys and woman toys.
So she's into gaping, and gaping is basically stretching a young lady's asshole to the point that it's open, and it like kind of like stays open a little bit until you let it go, but it stays the size of whatever you just pulled out of it for a little bit. And it's just, it's a really pretty sight to, you know, see into your soul. See into your inside.
And you see your lunch, like, man.
That's why you got
the little sippies. See, now I got a
purple one. I got a little purple.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a regular throw trainer or sit on it, make her, you know, do that.
I can just stick that to the boy. You know, go in and practice with it. You know, if you ain't used to certain shit, you know.
But yeah, because I definitely recommend masturbation. Like a lot of some women.
Shit. You ain't masturbating, honey. And I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you are over fucking. If you fucking. I'm cracking my ribs, I'm sorry. If you fucking. Make sure you're pleasing yourself.
Definitely. Make sure you use some lube. You don't want to just be like ramming your thumb. And if you are ramming your thumb, get manicures. Definitely get manicures.
Get your nails clean, baby.
So you can like, hands
and your nails.
You never know when you need the, you know, double thumb. I mean, double thumb the bum.
Double thumb the bum.
That thumby bum. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't thumby bumming out here. Like, it's just crazy. Like, because y'all niggas mitts be fucked up.
Yeah. But other than it,
that all you got for us today?
That's the bag of the animal toys.
The charger's got its own, plug-in charger.
Waterproof. I recommend all waterproof toys.
Of course, always get waterproof tools.
Water-based silicone, rechargeable. You don't really fuck with batteries.
We've been dead batteries.
Charge your toys. Clean your toys and charge your toys. Have a clean toy demo.
And that's the thing.
Portable.
That's
spray.
The thing. Even if you don't use the toys, clean them anyway, because dust collects and etc. etc. So even shinier.
Shiny as shit for a second.
Yeah. It's y'all sparkling.
Just the right.
Wait, it's the noise you.
The word.
That's
noise.
Not like that Mario fucking noise. Cute. But anyway. Thanks again. This is No Salt. This is So Charm Me. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, my guest Kareem. You can also hit him up on Twitter at
Mr. A 2.0 on angles. Yeah, I'm saying, or just Mr. 8 inches in PA. I'll probably pop up somewhere. Or my LinkedIn, Mr. 8 inches in PA. Mr. 8 inch is in PA. Mr. 8 inch in PA.
Which one is this,
Mr. 8 inch in PA. I apologize. It's only one. I mean, one of me. Like, I'm pretty sure they're out here, but I ain't got nothing to do with that. It's an experience over here.
But anyway, I appreciate you for tuning in, and I do appreciate you for dropping through with this, to even doing this, also for coming on here, doing this with me. That's really much love also, so, appreciate
you. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
I aim to please.
Hey.